say it. Slim sky, don't need to be complicated. You know we good, no reason to be explaining. Just give me loyalty, cause love is overrated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you love when we Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Today is January 18th, 2022. Welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. I think besides our New Year's episode, this is my first episode talking to you guys this year. I apologize for not being as consistent as I should be, but life does get in the way, so I apologize, but we're here. Today is January 18th. I am 3 days away from turning 30. The big 3-0, Dirty 30, is coming on Friday, January 21st. That's my birthday, and I'm excited. You guys would be... Well, let's backtrack. So, hopefully everybody's been having a great new year. The new year's been good to me so far. I brought it in with my best friend, as you guys know. And then a week later, I went to Cabo, Mexico. And I was in Cabo for 3 days, 2 nights. And it was beautiful. I definitely will have to go back to Cabo because it was short-lived. And I definitely want to spend more time there. So. But yeah, that was fun. And to be honest, you guys, I might like right now, I kind of low key have a cold. I've had a cold for the last 3 days. Stuffy nose, runny nose, small cough. I am vaccinated though. So, I'm really hoping that this has nothing to do with COVID. The fucking COVID variant at this point is, I'm so over it. COVID's been around for 2 years now. Like this week, COVID came out 2 years ago. And like, I'm just over it. And I know people legit who have passed away from COVID. And it's an unfortunate, tragic thing that we're experiencing right now. But the reason I'm saying this is, I don't want to get my booster shot. I didn't want to get vaccinated. I ended up getting vaccinated because I was doing my traveling. And I'm pretty sure eventually I am going to need to get that booster shot. However, I just got vaccinated like in September, and I believe you have to have your booster. You have to wait a period of like 6 months or something. But yeah, it is definitely a serious thing. And you know me, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it raw and truthful. Like I said, today is January 18th, and I was supposed to actually be having, for those who know, you know, what's going on in my life, who have listened to previous episodes of Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all. You guys know what's going on as far as, you know, my custody and so forth. And I was supposed to have a visit with, my daughter today. However, that's been canceled because without being, because my baby mom tries to get me for any and everything I say. So I don't want them to try and say that me putting anyone's personal business out there is like, because medical info and shit, the laws and stuff against stuff like that is different. But long story short, we'll just say I'm not seeing my daughter today. And I am not sure if it's due to the current sickness or if it's really due to someone's secret motives or intentions, considering my daughter is in attendance of school today. So if you guys understood that, you'll understand what I am saying. I'm very clever in the way I say things. But it is a serious thing, and just stay healthy, you guys. If you don't have to, like, don't be out in the fucking clubs not wearing a mask where everybody's jumbled up on you or something. It doesn't make sense. Like, if you want to go out and be outside, go to a nice restaurant where you have your own personal space, where you can wear your mask, you know, to and from certain destinations like the bathroom or your table or so forth. Like, this shit is no joke. This shit has been 2 years. But I'm not going to go this whole segment because this is my birthday episode and we're going to talk about my birthday. And typically, actually, yes, let me go ahead. We're going to talk about my birthday. We needed the applause because it's a real one's birthday on Friday. And I'm turning the big 3-0, dirty fucking 30. And you guys, I remember my mom's 30th birthday when I was like 9 years old. And the fact that now I am turning 30, it's really fucking crazy. Like, I don't feel 30. I don't feel like I look 30. I feel really young. I feel like 30s are the new 20s. So for all of you people in your 20s saying that 30s are old or you're going to feel old when you're 30, that is not the case. I still feel just as 21 and 22 as I did when I was 21, 22. Of course, things have changed. Like, I definitely, you know, can't do certain things that I might have been able to do or might have certain stamina for certain things that I might have had. But, you know, I feel like I'm growing into being the man that I am meant to be. And I look back at even like my pictures when I was 23, 24, I'm like, damn, nigga, you look young as fuck. And it's just crazy to see. Now, because I'm looking at pictures like of me, you know, if I just took a selfie, I'd be like, damn, nigga, you look young as fuck. But like in 5 years from now, I'm going to look back and be like, damn, you look young as fuck. And that's going to be because I'm older. But you guys get where I'm going with this. I'm just high and just talking. But I'm excited and I'm looking forward to my 30th year and my 30th trip around the fucking sun. Like, it is a blessing to be 30. The fact that I've made it to 30, well, I haven't made it there yet. I got 3 more days. But the fact that I'm here is just like, wow, I'm knocking. I'm knocking right there. And I'm excited. I feel like this year is going to change a lot. Not only am I 30, but my daughter is about to be 12 and entering the 7th grade. So, like, she's really going to be a young teenager here soon if she's not already mentally one now, which already is like, oh my gosh, I have a little human being that I'm taking care of and that I have to provide for and all this stuff. And it's just really crazy. But today is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm going to be heading to LA for the weekend. I live, oh, you guys already know. But I am going to be there for Wednesday till Monday. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Because typically, you guys, this is a really, really awkward 30th birthday for me. You know, anybody who knows me knows what I've done in my 20s, where I've been. I've been to the Bahamas and Atlantis, the fucking Great Wall of China, Disneyland Tokyo, Disneyland Paris, Miami, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, like you name it. In my 20s for my birthday, I fucking did it because it was a celebration. It's Javanuary. However, this year, due to circumstances and with COVID at an all-time high, things have been limited. And although I did go to Cabo a couple weeks ago, it was short-lived. But had I really had the opportunity to have planned a 30th birthday party or a 30th vacation, I would have really, really, really enjoyed it. But I'm hoping to see 30 more birthdays, and I have 30 more birthdays to want to plan and 30 more places to visit and so forth. So Friday, I'm going to be going, well, Thursday, we'll start there. Well, actually, we'll start Wednesday. I'm going to be having a nice dinner on Wednesday night tomorrow. And then Thursday, I'm going to Disneyland, which anybody knows me, Disneyland's where it's at. So I'm going to enjoy myself on Thursday there. And then Friday, me and my mother are going to, Tupac is having like a pop-up museum kind of thing with like his music and all this shit. And that's going to be in LA at the Crypto Center, which is the old Staples Center. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be a fun time. Me and my mom, for those who have read my book, like my mom put me on to Tupac. So the fact that we'll be able to go to his pop-up museum and it's the very first day and stuff, we're really hyped about that. And that's a nice little birthday present. I did skip over the fact that Thursday night I'm going to be having, after Disneyland, I'm going to be going to dinner at Mr. Chow's in Beverly Hills. I have never been there, so that's going to be my first. And then Friday, I told you Tupac, and then me and my mom have dinner reservations at some steak spot next to or across the street from where we're going to be at. Oh, Fleming Steakhouse. I'm looking forward to that. It looks really good. And then Saturday, the 49ers, who just won their game last week, they have moved on to the playoffs. So I'm super excited about that because me and my mom are going to be watching the game Friday or Saturday night. And Sunday, I'm just going to be chilling, go to the beach, Sunday fun day, relax at the beach with my dogs and so forth. So for somebody's 30th birthday, you might not have, someone like me, you might not have expected this to have been what I'm doing on my 30th birthday weekend, but all of that sounds so exciting to me. Like, I'm looking forward to every single one of those moments and every single thing that I'm going to be doing this week for my birthday and, you know, celebrating with my mom. Like, my mom really is my best friend, and, you know, we've grown and become so much closer and so forth. So that's going to be my birthday weekend. I don't have much more to say. I will talk about my book because that is going to be on the horizon. Yes, yes. It's been 2 years since my first book, Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, has come out. And I'm really, 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 fingers crossed, pushing for a release date of the same date, which I believe is in the end of May. I believe that's when my first book came out. So I'm trying to make my second book come out on the exact date that my first book came out. I don't know if that's going to happen. There's so much that needs to still be said. And it's this one, the first one was a lot that I felt I needed to get out, and like, in order for the people to have an understanding of me. But now that this, you know, everybody has an understanding of me, this second book has been hard because it's been current. Like, everything that I was talking about in my first book was more so, you know, past tense, and I had recovered, or not necessarily gotten over, but I had healed, you know, somewhat mentally from those maybe traumatic events or something. But the second book is totally different. It's going in the moments, and the emotions are fucking high, and I'm out there. Obviously, you guys know I'm a lot of things that I've said, you know, on the podcast are obviously going to be in the book as well, but it's going to be more detailed. It's not going to be just in a 30-minute segment. It's going to be me actually sitting there pen to pen paper, like really mentally thinking about what I'm going to be sharing with the world, kind of thing. And this one just hits deep because it's at the end of my first book, I had it all. Like, everything, I had it all. And now at, you know, in this book and stuff, I've lost it all. And so to be vulnerable and talk about these things and to actually open up and to have my fans want to see what's really going on behind the scenes and stuff, like, it's exhilarating. Like, yes, it's emotional for me to, you know, put on paper, but at the end of the day, I know it's going to be rewarding, and I know I'm not going to be, you know, it's going to be relatable for so many, and people are going to, you know, hopefully be able to know that they're not the only ones who go through certain things and go through certain situations, no matter, you know, who you are. And this one, I will also say, is very, very, let me get my words right, Javon, get it together. This one is much more detailed in length. This one will be longer than the first one. Because in my mind, I feel like I did do a great job on my first book, but there's stuff in my second book that should have been talked about in my first that I'm going to be recapping about on, you know, in my second book. So it's just, you know, I was told that maybe my first book was too short or people read it in, you know, a couple hours or something. So I didn't want that same experience. I wanted you guys, that first book, I wanted you guys to feel me and to really understand where I came from. But this one, I want you guys to go through it with me. Like, I want, you guys are going to go through it with me. You're going to feel it. You're going to be like, wow, maybe this is my situation now, or maybe that's who I was, or whatever the case may be. I'm going to take you there. And that's what I think I'm most excited for when it comes to my second book. And honestly, you guys, I don't have a publicist or a manager or somebody to fucking hold me accountable besides myself. And I don't personally go and listen to every single episode that I've ever done, except for when I'm obviously editing and putting it together. But the reason I'm saying this, fuck, I was going somewhere with this. We were talking about something. Ah, my book. Hello. Yes, my book, dumbass. Like, that's why I don't smoke weed, kids. Like, my short-term memory loss is terrible. But my book, I want to say that I've told you guys the name or the title of my book, but if not, I'm going to now because it's about that time. So I have actually even picked out, I finally have made my decision on the two cover pieces for my book, with the front cover and the back cover. Oh my gosh, you guys, they're so fucking fire, and it goes perfect with the title of my book. And I want to say I've told you guys, but that's why I was saying my memory is so bad. I don't remember, and I don't listen to the episodes to like go be like, oh, did I say that or not? But I'm going to tell you guys, I'm ready to tell you guys the title of my second book, and I'm really excited to be releasing this. And like I said, I want it to, hopefully it'll come out before summer 2022. I want it to come out the same day as my first book did, but it will be a continuance of Javon Joseph. However, instead of it being Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, my second book's title is now going to be Javon Joseph, Life After Marriage. Yee, yee, yee! And you guys, there's so many meanings to life after marriage, because I'm going to talk about what it was like after, what my life was like after being married. It doesn't have to be, oh, what is life now that I'm divorced and where am I at now? Like, no, I'm going to let you guys know what my whole life experience was after I got married. Like, that's why it's called Javon Joseph, Life After. And I'm super excited because you guys deserve that. Like, life after marriage changes. Your life is no longer the same. You are a completely, you're a union. You're a unit. You're supposed to be, you know, no longer selfish, and it's supposed to be about you, your other, and your family. So, you know, I'm definitely going to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the in-between, but I also talk about how my situation, you know, my baby mama drama changed, and how my parent situation with my own parents might have changed in this situation, and just how my overall life changed the day I decided to get married. And I'm super excited to let you guys in, because you guys really might think you know, but you guys have no fucking idea. And I just, now I'm experienced, I've dipped my toes in the water, and you guys are gonna love this one. So, yes, Javon Joseph, Life After Marriage will be coming out this year. Fingers crossed, everything goes correctly. And I'm super excited. So, thank you guys for everyone who has supported me in all of that. I'm glad I finally got that off my chest. Now I can go and tweet about it and all of that good stuff. But it's Tuesday, and I'm going to actually edit this episode. I'm going to post it today or tomorrow so that you guys can have it, obviously, before my birthday. My birthday, again, is January 21, and I'm going to be turning 30. My Cash App is #money Jovan Joseph, if anyone wanted to spend some dollars on me. With love, I really hope you guys, you know, stay safe out there. Enjoy your lives. Thanks for tuning in to Jovan Joseph, The Truth Behind It All, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. And yeah, until next time. Peace.